from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, I got 5 Blazer players here for you.
Let's go.
Brian Grant. No.
Current.
Okay.
Blazers
players. Rasta monster.
I miss Brian Grant. Man, those rebounds, dude. He could get in and beat anybody for a rebound back in the day.
All right. We got 5 players for you here. I want to know, are they going to be traded, sent to another team before, during, or after this season? My first player that I have on this list, Jeremy Grant. Before, during, or after, Rashad?
After.
You think he will be on the team for the entire season?
Yes. After.
You think after?
Yeah.
Jordan.
I'm going to say during. I believe he will be traded at the deadline. I think that is when teams will be looking for that stretch 3-4 combo. I've said this many times here on 1080. If Dallas had Jeremy Grant on their team, they would have taken the Boston Celtics to Game 7 in the NBA Finals, and that's going to be an attractive piece, and I think the Blazers are going to wait until midseason when teams will pay the most for that ransom that they would like.
I'm going to say before on this, I'm going to say that the Blazers are going to, and this was kind of going to be my part that I maybe allude to in the next segment to sort of wrap things up, is we seem to like these moves of Donovan Klingon and Denny Avdija, right? We need to keep in mind, yeah, they may be great moves, but we still need to suck next year. Okay. So let's make the moves necessary to ensure that, as in getting rid of a guy that can score 20 plus, 25 plus a game for us. And that is Jeremy Grant. And there are some teams in the league that are desperate for that type of offensive production and his length and his athleticism, and teams that are contending right now that would like to have him. I know he's been kind of whispered to Dallas possibly wanting his services. I don't know what the chances of him going back to the 76ers. I don't know if the Clippers would be interested, what the case would be, but I think Jeremy Grant, a team is going to want him on their roster to start the year versus halfway through the year, which again would be a great addition. But as we've seen with teams, that having a new addition takes time and it is not instantaneous. So getting him before the season acclimated with your stars and your players, I think is key for a team that wants Jeremy Grant on their roster. So I say before. Rashad says after the season. Jordan, during. Our next Blazers player, Anfernee Simons. Before, during, or after, Rashad?
Before. I think Simons has been, and we talked about it last week on the show, Simons said he wants to win, and he wants to be competitive now. And if we're being honest, like, you can get a lot for Jeremy Grant, but I think you can get something for Anthony Simons too.
I mean, get something, yes. I feel like we're a little bit, just as a fan base, I think what we think we can get for Anthony Simons is not what we are going to
get. Oh, no.
I don't mean that in a great way. I think it's going to be much less.
And here's the cool part. It's never what we're going to, like, it's never what we want. Like, it's always something that, but it's never what we want. And that's just what it is to be a Blazer fan. So we can get something in return for him. Like, I think for Damian Lillard, cool, we got all this draft capital and stuff like that, but it's not what we wanted, right? We wanted, like, another good player in return, or maybe a couple of good players in return. We didn't get that, but what we got is draft capital. So that's just the way it's going to be. Like, we're never going to get what we want in these trades. So, but I do think that Simons has at least been not vocal, but he's at least said something about not wanting to stay in a rebuild, right? And so I think when you have a player that's saying, I want more, it would make sense, you know, especially considering free agency that's happening right now. You got all these teams that are looking for sign and trades and stuff for certain guys. I think he would be right in that mix to get traded prior to the season starting. And then because you have, unlike Jeremy Grant, we don't have a bunch of 6'8 wings on the team that can play like that. We've got a bunch of 6'3 guards already, right? And so that's the one thing. You can part ways with somebody like Anthony Simons sooner than later. I don't want to, because I think Simons is a guaranteed bucket. However, that guaranteed bucket doesn't matter when you're already losing by 20.
Before, during, or after the season, Jordan?
I'm going to have to go with what Rashad says, and just really quickly, I didn't know that, like, I understand, like, great players trying to dictate their way to, like, a certain team or say, hey, it's time for me to want to win, you know? I mean, Ant is a good NBA player, but good Lord, he's 25. I just hate the comments from him, like, or any good NBA player for that matter. It's just like, bro, are you really to the level of greatness where you can make these comments in the media? Like, who cares? Anyways. After that, if you don't trade Ant, there are literally minutes that are being hogged from Shaedon Sharpe and from Scoot Henderson. And I do believe, I've heard Danny Meringue say, it's not the best plan to throw them right out there. It's actually going to hurt their long-term development and hinder them as they try to grow. But I do think that the most minutes available for those two is the best plan for Portland going forward, regardless of what Chauncey wants to do with the rest of the roster, or if it's going to be interim coach Bjorkgren by game 40. I do think that you got to get Ant off the roster now. So before.
I am going to say during. I don't know if it's going to be trade deadline or very long, but like into the season. But I think that they're going to showcase him for a few weeks and get that value up a little bit more. Because I feel like right now that because we're not in season, that it's not that front of mind like, oh, this dude's a flamethrower, microwave. He can get you buckets. He can just go off from three. And a team is going to be intrigued by seeing that early in the season. Whether that's Orlando that ends up making that move, that's the one team that has been talked about a lot being linked to him. But
playoff team, right?
Yeah, exactly. Looking to make that next step. As far as the whole throwing Scoot and Shaedon to the Wolves, do it. I mean, it's one of those things where it's almost like a quarterback in the NFL as well. It's like, how good do you know they are? Well, we've seen some good reps in practice. Some of the things that they're working on behind the scenes, we've seen some progress. I think they're improving. Okay, cool. But if you get them into the game and they don't know what the hell they're doing, they're not showing those signs of improvement, it doesn't really matter what's happening behind the scenes, training facility, practice.
All
right?
These fools are called to practice.
So one player, and I don't, you know, he's not my favorite player, but Devin Booker, he talks about one of the things that helped him grow as a player the most is during those really bad years in Phoenix, his first few years, is that he was played as much as possible. I think Earl Watson was one of the coaches, someone else, but they said, no, you're going to play and you're going to play a lot and you're going to learn what it takes to play in the NBA. I think that having Scoot, Shaedon out there as much as possible, getting those minutes is imperative. And that's why I say getting Simons out there for the first few weeks to get that trade value up will be key, but you do not want that to last into December, January, no. February. Yeah. That's I forget when the trade deadline is exactly, but yes, you do not
February-ish.
Yeah, you do not want that lasting that long into the season having Simons on the team. So I say during.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, next player, Robert Williams. Before, during, or after. Gosh, now that I think about it, this segment could have been brought to you by Vancouver Ford, for
God's
sakes.
There you go. I love it.
But Robert Williams, Time Lord, is he going to be on the team before or get traded before the season, during the season, or after the season?
I think it's going to be before. I think Robert will, especially after drafting Donovan Klingon, now you've got two legit, quote-unquote legit bigs that you have down low that you can use however you want to. Robert Williams already had the injury issue, and there are a lot of teams that are probably looking for some more size. And I think, again, when you talk about what the Blazers need to be successful, at this point, I don't think it's more bigs. You know, you went from being one of the smallest teams in the league, like you mentioned, Jordan, to one of the biggest in a night. And so now that you are one of the biggest, like, I think Robert Williams is probably the one outlier there as far as those bigs that you can make a move for and potentially get, whether it's draft capital or maybe even another 3-and-D guy or whatever the case is. But I think Robert Williams is something that a lot of teams would be interested in to start the season.
Before, during, or after the season, Jordan?
I'm going after. You still got, 2 years left on his contract. It's not a terrible rate. It's like $10 to $12 million. And that size coming off the bench, I mean, there are still 25-ish minutes that you've got to fill in that kind of 4-5 combo. So I like Robert Williams on the team. I think he adds another layer to your D that you haven't had since Ed Davis, you know, was on your team getting a bunch of rebounds. I miss that down low banger feel, and I'm not sure that he's great on the offensive end, he's great on the defensive end when he wants to be, but Robert Williams is just that effort guy. I kind of jokingly brought up Brian Grant in the last segment. I feel like that's kind of what Robert Williams is comparable to. Just solid effort is always going to body you, and then can clean up on the glass too. I don't think that's worth trading away, and his value needs to increase after that injury. I think teams would be a little hesitant to give up anything more than couple second rounders. The Blazers don't need more future second rounders. If anything, you better get some first for Robert Williams, and that's why I think they're going to take this entire season, and then they're going to see what they got with him and maybe flip him or keep him, try to re-sign him and put him in as a long-term piece in Portland beyond the 2025 draft. Can we say him with Cooper Flag, anybody?
Well, he's an interesting player because, yeah, if you bring him back and he looks like he's his old self,
yeah,
then I mean, as far as age goes, Robert Williams is scrolling.
Still only 26. Almost 27.
So, I mean, as far as like age timeline goes, I mean, he's been on some good Celtics team where he might be good for a veteran presence, but also that's what I was saying about if he comes back and looks like his old self, if not better, it's like you might be able to get something out of him too. So I think it's kind of in the Anthony Simons camp where it's like keep him on the team enough to showcase that he is back, he's healthy, he's back to his old self and how he can play and perform, and then you trade him as well during the season. I think that this is one of those where, again, you can't be good this year. So if you have a player like Jeremy Grant playing well to start the year, if, say, everybody stays healthy and this team starts playing better than they should, like, this is not the year where that needs to happen. And this is a team, a franchise that you need to build through the draft. So do not have this. Don't play around this season. Like, do not mess this up. You have some great talent at the next, at the top of next year's draft board, where you cannot put yourself in a position to be kind of middling and being one of those teams even entertaining a play-in spot. So showcase some of these players, Anfernee Simons, Robert Williams, get Grant out of here before the season starts, and suck. Like, it just this is what has to happen this year. So Robert Williams, you need to bring him back for a little bit of the season to show that he is healthy, he can play, he's good to go, and he can help another team that, again, is in a contending spot and needs a player like him. All right, DeAndre Ayton, before, during, or after the season?
Ooh.
I'll start on this one. I think after. I think he goes the full year on this team, and then you look to do it, do something with him next year, because I think that he finished the year well. He's on a semi-decent contract as the time is right now, and as time goes on with the salary cap. But, you know, if he has another year in a full sample size compared to how he finished the year last year, is that he's going to be wanting more money and is that a guy that you really want to hook your wagon to and giving all that money to? No, I would want to get rid of him after this year, showcase him a bit again, but give him that full sample size of a season to show a team that he can contribute over a full 82 games versus having these up and down roller coaster moments depending on his mood and his emotions, because I feel like it's definitely one of those. Someone got into his head last year and said, like, dude, you need to start showing up, playing harder, and showing that you can showcase yourself on the offensive end and defensive. And again, I don't know who it was, who that whisperer was to him, but he started doing that. And I think if you can get him to do a full 82, then you can get a hopefully a good return on him following the season next year.
I'm going to go D. None of the above. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think DeAndre
he'll be on the team even next year.
I think he'll be on the team next year. I think the way DeAndre Ayton played towards the end of the season is what they were waiting to see in Phoenix, and they didn't quite get it. You got a guy who was able to hit that, you know, that little mid-range jump shot. You got a guy that was able to back people down. You got a guy that was able to finish on the lob, finish on the on the pick and roll, and then can run the pick and pop. I think he's finally becoming the player that everybody thought he would be when he was drafted first overall. And when you have a guy that's finally starting to realize, and Ayton's what, 25 now? 24, 25? Somewhere around there?
25.
Yeah. I don't think they're letting him go. You know, especially considering the way that he's playing, albeit the team wasn't great, obviously, last year to end the season. But if there's one bright spot of this Blazers roster last year, it was the way DeAndre Ayton played after he came back from injury. After that, he was by far and away the best player on the team. Scoot Henderson's last 15 games of the season were brilliant. Like, he was able to finally show how good he was. And I think DeAndre Ayton for the last, like, 30 games of the season showed that, oh, if possible, he can probably be the second or third best big man in the Western Conference. And so I don't think he's going anywhere. D, none of the above.
I like that answer. DeAndre is a little tougher for me because you kind of have to weigh his success versus the team's, right? You really don't want him to be playing super, super well. But you also, as you say, the value of his contract is going to get pretty stupid here in a couple of years. So why not, if you do have a trade offered to you? I don't think you're going to hand him a $50 million a year contract here in 2027. Why not take a deal? Why not, if he has a great first half of the year, midseason, trade deadline, somebody really needs that centerpiece and gives you a couple of first rounders, I'd take that deal. So I'm saying hopefully midseason if it works out, because I feel like DeAndre Ayton is the biggest question mark of all of these guys.
Okay, and apparently my option of putting Matisse Thybulle on the poll question was stupid. He is 4.1%. It keeps decreasing, so it looks like he's probably just going to be on the team.
Because nobody really
time.
Wants Matisse Thybulle like that. Let's just be real. Like, I mean,
hey, his defense is—he's one of the better defenders.
He is, but I mean, I think Matisse Thybulle—he gets—we forgot he was on the roster. I forgot he was on the team.
So I'm saying you can just trade him anyway.
Yeah. So
it's a contract year for him. So that's obviously the next summer. That's why the Blazers may be looking to move him, is because he's going to turn down that option, which leaves the Blazers getting nothing for him if they don't trade him.
Yeah. So. If you're Matisse Thybulle, like,
you don't want to play here anyway. You want to, you come from Philly.
He seems like a great kid.
He wanted to play in Dallas when he ended up re-signing the restricted free agent contract with the Blazers.
But that's where, again, like, if there's a team out there that needs that length, that defensive prowess, that might be a during the season or after the season move right there. But again, he has a player option. So that's where I'm like, get something for him now, because are you really going to have him, depending on what his value is? And we'll find out that next year, because he's got to decline that player option and see how much he can get. Because if he's only getting 11.5 next year on that player option, I would think if you were him, you feel, and I think, that he can get more than that on a contract.
For sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.